me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
A long time ago, there was a man who owned a cow. His cow was loyal and hardworking, would plow his fields with strength. And on Sundays, the cow worked, and on Mondays, and Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and Fridays. But on Shabbat, the cow didn't work. The man rested, and he followed the Torah's ruling that your animals aren't allowed to work for you on Shabbat either. He owned the cow for many years. And sadly, at one point, this man became very poor. So poor that he needed to sell his cow so that he would have money to buy food and clothing and basics for his family. So he hung up a sign, cow for sale. It was such a good cow. And one of his neighbors came and knocked on his door, a lovely gentleman who wasn't Jewish, and said, I'm interested in buying your cow. And he said, terrific. And they did a transaction. And the neighbor bought the cow. And it was a good cow, well trained. He brought him out on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And the cow was working so hard. And then it was Saturday morning. And the man went out to the barn and was ready to hook up the cow to the plow so that he could start working. And the cow wouldn't move. It wouldn't move. He tried pushing the cow gently. He tried petting the cow. He tried feeding the cow. He tried pushing the cow. The cow wouldn't move. It would move, but it wouldn't move. He was really upset. What's going on here? What happened with this transaction? Suddenly this cow isn't working. It looked so good at the start. I thought I got such a good buy. Was I tricked? What's going on here? I'm gonna go back to my neighbor and find out what happened. He walked down the block and knocked on the door. And the neighbor opened the door and said, hi, I'm so happy to see you. And he said, hi, I am not too happy today. Why, is everything okay? Everything was okay on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, but not today. I'd like my money back, please. That was not exactly a fair transaction. You sold me a cow that works for a few days and then suddenly refuses to work and won't move. Thought the gentleman. I wonder what's going on. Then he realized something in his head. Let me come with you. I think I can help. Okay. And so the Jewish man walked with his neighbor and saw his cow. His cow was sitting there, wouldn't move. He bent down and he whispered into the cow's ear, you used to work for me and I'm Jewish. And I don't work on Shabbos, and you were not allowed to work on Shabbos either when you worked for me. But now I'm sorry I had to sell you because I didn't have enough money. And now your new owner isn't Jewish. He's allowed to work on Shabbos. So now you really need to work even though it's Shabbos. And then the cow stood up and was ready to work. The neighbor walked back to his home and the non-Jewish man starts chasing after him. Wait, I have a question for you. What was the magic that you did in case that ever happens again? Are there like special words that you said to the cow? I wanna know what happened, help me. He said, no magic. It's just that I observe Shabbat, so because I keep Shabbos, my animal is not allowed to work. I just explained to the animal that now that he's working for you, he's got to step it up and work on Shabbos because that's what you do. The man said, "What? Your animal was so well trained by you that it even knew today that it was Shabbos and didn't work? What? I can't believe that. That's amazing. Can you teach me about Shabbos? I want to learn more about Shabbos. That's the coolest thing ever. Your cow understood about Shabbos. And I'm a person, and I don't even know anything about Shabbos." And so the neighbors began to learn together about Shabbos. And then this neighbor eventually became a Ger Tzedek. He converted to Judaism and started keeping Shabbos. And the Gemara calls him by the name of Yochanan ben Torta. Torta in Aramaic means a bull or an ox. And this title was such a compliment to this man who took a lesson from an ox about the importance of resting on Shabbos. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Mishpatim, we have about 53 mitzvot, according to the Sefer HaChinuch. Wow! After we received the Torah, we receive all of these mitzvot to learn how to build a just and caring and healthy society. And one of those mitzvot are that when you keep Shabbos, you have to allow your animals to rest, and any workers in your house, everybody gets to rest on Shabbos. And when I think about this cow and how even the cow got into the groove of what it means to rest on Shabbos, it inspires me to think about how the mitzvot of the Torah can become such a part of us as well. I hope that we could each be inspired by this parsha and by the story, that the mitzvot can continue to help us grow as people. Shabbat Shalom!